And here's the morning news. Millions of dollars in new food aid will soon be on its way to American Samoa, care of Congress and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. KHJ News Washington correspondent Matt Kay reports.
The exact amount will be set by USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, but American Samoa could receive as much as $20 million in nutrition aid from the latest COVID-19 relief bill. The $1.9 trillion measure boosts SNAP or food stamp benefits by $3.5 billion or 15%, while adding $1 billion for the islands. Secretary Vilsack, at his Senate confirmation hearing, framed the issue in the context of the late Robert Kennedy's rhetorical why nots.
I think we face a why not moment with reference to food security that plagues millions of financially distressed children, seniors, and families, and also a why not moment on nutrition insecurity that causes millions of Americans, especially people of color, to cope with obesity and diabetes and other chronic diseases. I think we can create a food system that makes healthy and nutritious food more available, more convenient, and more affordable to all Americans.
Congresswoman Uafa'atali Amata-Radwagon says the extra $1 billion in food aid for the islands will help boost American Samoa's share of virus relief funding to a second year of record levels. She puts the latest amount at some $511 million, plus the nutrition and other aid still to be determined.
Obviously, the lion's share will go to Puerto Rico, and then the rest of us will divvy up the balance.
Other pots of money will fund the $1,400 stimulus payments, jobless aid, small business loans and grants, ASG help, and $150 million in school improvement grants for American Samoa. This is Matt Kay reporting for KHJ News from Washington, D.C.
The science project that topped this year's Territorial Science Fair is a computer program that calculates how much water is lost to evaporation on Tutuila Island. The developer of the program is Victor Chen of Pacific Horizons School, who collected data from three different sites for 4 months to calculate the rate of evaporation.
The main point of our project was basically just to create a program to calculate and display evapotranspiration rates on Tutuila Island. So it's kind of like a search engine. So you could call it like the Google for evapotranspiration. So once you run the program, then the program will have a display screen where you can search up data. So like I can search by VPTOL July, and then it'll give you all the evapotranspiration rates for that month at that given location.
Victor became interested when he interned under Matt Erickson of the ASPA Water Division and hiked the mountains and trails of Tutuila collecting data.
Evapotranspiration is important to calculate and understand because it is a part of our water cycle, and our local natural water source is mainly from rainfall. So our only input into our groundwater system is fresh water from the rain. But then we also have to factor in our water losses, such as evapotranspiration, runoff, and our own water usages. So evapotranspiration is important to calculate because it actually takes up 20 to 40% of our rainfall. So that's a huge chunk of water that we're losing back into the atmosphere.
Associate Justice Fiti Sunia has issued a stay on proceedings in the case filed by local resident Stephen J. Pincus Huter in the trial division of the High Court against Chief Justice Michael Cruze and Chief Associate Judge Mamea Salah Jr. and unnamed John and Jane Does. In his 258-page complaint, Huter alleges abuse of discretion, abuse of power, and misconduct in the violation of the Code of Judicial Conduct against the Chief Justice, claiming that he flagrantly failed to avoid the appearance of impropriety and improperly benefited from the personal misuse of $500,000 of CARES Act funds awarded for COVID-19 response. The Chief Justice is also named as a defendant along with several American Samoa government leaders in a suit that Huter filed in the Federal District Court in the District of Columbia. The ruling to stay was made verbally at a hearing last Friday, and a written order was issued on Monday. Sunia summed up that the court first heard on October 26th Huter's motion to strike the defendant's unverified answer to the complaint. "We denied the motion," said Sunia. Consequently, upon learning of plaintiff's recently filed suit naming the presiding justice as a defendant, the court declared from the bench that it was exercising its authority to stay the present proceedings in the case, pending resolution of the matter filed in the District Court for the District of Columbia. Until such resolution, both parties shall refrain from making any new filings related to the current case, said the court. The ruling was also signed by Chief Associate Judge Mamea and Judge Tunupopo Alalafanga. More details on this story is in our posting on Talanay.com. It's Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and department schools and community organizations have planned events that are meeting that goal in a big way. The Department of Youth and Women's Affairs has a 3-day event this week to promote awareness of our special population. Together, we seek to raise awareness about the inclusion of people with developmental disabilities in all facets of community life, as well as awareness of the barriers that people with disabilities still sometimes face in connecting to the communities in which they live, said Diwa. The events have a theme, which is building an inclusive community. The program started yesterday and will continue today and tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Diwa Center in Tafuna. The topics of discussion are, what does an inclusive community look like? How to support an inclusive community? And how can we move into a closer community? The program is free and the public is invited. And finally, in news from Apia, the 16-year-old boy who was Samoa's first COVID-19 case has been released from home quarantine after returning 2 negative tests 1 week after being released from isolation at Tupua Tamasese Miaole Hospital. Director General of Health Leausa Dr. Taki Nasseri told a press conference that the young man is now allowed to move around and go out and play. The boy arrived from the United States via New Zealand almost a month ago and tested positive upon arrival. His mother, who traveled with him, tested negative. All 160 passengers who arrived on the same flight went through the mandatory 21-day quarantine period. After testing negative on the last week of isolation, they were allowed to go home. The boy who was infected was also released after a request from his parents to allow him to be home quarantined. Leausa said he had fielded questions from members of the public as to why the boy was seen playing golf at a local golf course. He explained the young man was released from home isolation after returning 2 negative tests. The last test indicated no more virus, so we told the family that the virus had gone, so he was allowed to move around, said Leausa. One thing is now clear, there is no more virus in Samoa, he said. And that's your morning news. And remember, if you just can't get enough of our sultry news reading voices, you can always catch the replay on the KHJ News podcasts, available exclusively at talanay.com. Have a super day. I'm Joey Cummings.